Judge Brett Kavanaugh's often combative testimony before the Senate Judiciary Committee initially prompted speculation that it would push women to vote this November for Democrats. Turns out the opposite may be happening. According to a new NPR PBS NewsHour Marist poll, Republican women are now more likely than Democratic women to describe the upcoming midterm elections as very important. Chaz Sisk from member station WPLN in Nashville found that women who support the president are the ones digging in their heels.
Retired great-grandmother Clara Henderson describes herself as a lifelong Democrat. She says she voted for President Barack Obama twice. And as she watched the Senate Judiciary Committee hearing last week, her heart went out to Christine Blasey Ford.
She looked scared to me, and she looked betrayed to me. I really feel bad for her to have to be on national television in front of millions of people to share that experience that's so personal, although I do feel like she should have been heard.
But Henderson is also a backer of President Trump, and sympathy toward Ford did not outweigh the 69-year-old woman's support for Judge Brett Kavanaugh.
I feel like that he's being used as a scapegoat for everybody, and his good name and his good character is going to be forever tarnished.
Henderson says she's wary. She fears a culture in Washington, on college campuses, and in the media that's, in her words, getting out of control. Other interviews in a park in Cookeville, a small city just over an hour's drive east of Nashville, turn up more women who agree. Edith Mann, also a grandmother, says there's no proof that Kavanaugh did anything wrong. So it's a he said, she said situation, and one that's playing out decades too late.
If everybody was held responsible for what they done in their teenage years, in their college years, how many of them would be in his seat today?
That viewpoint can also be found in Nashville, which Trump lost by a nearly 2-to-1 margin in 2016. Linda Anderson was walking her poodles in 12 South, a trendy neighborhood crammed full of coffee shops, fashion boutiques, and, yes, several yoga studios. Anderson recently moved to this area from Los Angeles, which she joked was too liberal for her.
Oh, I hope he will be confirmed. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Why so?
Why? Because I believe him, like what he said.
If there is a trend to be divined, it's that younger women seem more likely to come down against Kavanaugh's appointment. Katie DeLorme is a professional photographer visiting Nashville from Seattle. She's 34 and describes herself as politically independent, and she puts little trust in Kavanaugh.
Even more so after watching his testimony and how angry he is, I just believe his reaction was a little over the top.
The hearing has come up in Tennessee's crucial Senate race. Republican Marsha Blackburn, a member of Congress vying to be the state's first woman elected to the Senate, has been ardently pro-Kavanaugh. Her Democratic opponent, former Tennessee Governor Phil Bredesen, has urged the Senate to go slowly on the nomination. Jessica Jarrett, a supervisor at a local teacher's college, doubts the Kavanaugh issue will change many minds.
If anything, I hope that it drives people to the polls, but I don't think it'll affect it one way or the other.
Why not?
Because I think the majority of people are already set in their ways.
And with midterm elections that could shift the balance of power in Congress coming soon, the side that's able to turn out voters angry about the Kavanaugh hearing may have an advantage. For Here and Now, I'm Chaz Sisk in Nashville.